Frog goes to dinner. Johnny had this big evening plan with his family, and he wore his nice tux and his suit and his tie, and he was getting ready to go out. And his family, the dog, the turtle, and the frog, were very jealous that he was leaving them for the evening. Anyways, so his family came to pick him up, and he said goodbye to everybody, but it seemed that the frog had snuck into his pocket without him noticing, and he waved bye at the others. And he left for his family. They ended up getting to Frank's fancy restaurant, and this family left from the doorman. The doorman opened their door, and they ended up going to the restaurant. And the frog was still in Johnny's pocket, and everybody's looking at how nice and well-dressed up everybody was, ready to eat. The family was looking at the menu, and the waiter was telling exactly what was on the menu and the specials of the day. And while Johnny was studying the menu, the frog jumped out and seemed to land right into the musician's saxophone band that was playing very near to him. The band was playing, and then as the frog jumped in, the saxophone player couldn't even play anymore, and he lifted it up over his head, looking in disbelief at what could have possibly have happened. He shook it out, and the frog came plopped right on his head, and it threw him back, and he landed right in the middle of the drum set. And everybody laughed. Some laughed, and some were very upset. The trumpet player looked down and was just laughing, but the drummer was very unhappy about it, and he couldn't believe that he actually did that, and he didn't even blame it on the frog. While this was happening, the frog actually jumped onto the waiter's plate of salad without them noticing either. The waiter actually served the salad to this very old, nice, posh lady, and she took a bite of it, and the frog jumped out. She screamed and she flew her fork away, and the frog jumped, but this time he jumped into a cocktail glass to a table sitting just near the lady, and the two were conversing, and this time he definitely didn't notice either. By this time, I think many people had caught on that it was a little too much, and they noticed that the frog came out, and just as he came out of the glass, he kissed the man right on the nose. The saxophone player ran after the frog to get him, and the man who drank the cocktail was a little shocked that a frog had kissed him. The waiter picked up the frog, and he was just about to throw him out the fire exit until Johnny screamed, "Wait, that's my frog!" He said, "That's my frog from my house. He always does these things. Give it back to me, and don't put it in your fire exit." And the waiter screamed out, "Never come back here again. We serve frogs. We don't let them run around the restaurant." The family was very annoyed at the waiter, but they were also very annoyed at Johnny and his frog. While in the car, this father gave him a lecture saying, "Johnny, you have to take care of your pets a little more, and if you don't, we're going to have to give them away." And everybody was very upset, especially the frog, at hearing that he might have to be given away. Because of this, his father sent him to his room right away saying, "Go to your room with your animals and don't come out until you're ready." And his sister was very content about the fact that he was being punished. As soon as Johnny got into the room, however, he fell down laughing hysterically with the frog, while the dog and the turtle looked at him really confused. The end. There we go.